For several generations, the story of my great-grandmother, Eloise Boutinot, has been told and retold. My great-grandmother was born in 1906 in Oklahoma Territory. That's 1 year before Oklahoma even became a state. Eloise was a full-blooded Native American from the Muscogee Creek tribe. As a young girl, she and her sister Ruby were sent to Chilocco Indian Agricultural School near the Oklahoma-Kansas border. Chilocco was one of the five schools across the country established by the federal government to assist in educating Native Americans in an attempt to assimilate them into the growing American culture. However, before educators could teach them agricultural skills and how to be a good citizen, they first had to strip them of their Native American culture. These girls, along with other students from other tribes, were subject to oppressive behavior at the hands of government officials. More precisely, these students were denied religious liberty, and the wall separating church and state, it never existed for them. First, the girls were made to cut their long black hair in a style more acceptable by the Christian missionaries who were brought there to educate the children. For Native Americans, the haircut was a disgrace and a denial of their culture. Native Americans believe there is a sacredness and divine purpose to their long hair, something that should not be tampered with nor cut. Secondly, my great-grandmother and her sister were severely beaten by these missionaries under the watchful eye of government officials. The reason for their beating still disturbs me. Anytime the girls were caught speaking Muscogee, their native language, they were beaten and told by the missionaries the only acceptable language for good Christian girls was English. Finally, they were forced to attend church services every week. And there were absolutely no excuses for missing. Any child caught skipping received severe punishment at the hands of the Christian missionaries, again with the blessing and the authority of federal officials. My great-grandmother and many Native American children like her were denied their right to worship freely simply because they were different from the majority. Her story serves as a constant reminder to me that religious liberty must be extended to all, for if one person's liberty is threatened, then every person's liberty is threatened. I have been fortunate to have the freedom to choose, and everyone should have that right, my family, my friends, and my congregation.